You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As many Aucklanders have probably noticed, residential parking restrictions have been increasing out into the city fringe, with residents now having to pay for permits in order to park on their own street. I spoke to Rick Bidgood from AT&T and began by asking him to speak on AT&T's reasoning behind these growing restrictions.
Sure. Well, one of the reasons why is we call them residence parking zones. So in those residence parking zones, they tend to be right across the city fringe. The commuter tends to dictate what is called, what we call commuter creep. So previously, quite a few years ago, the average commuter used to park their car in non-restricted free parking and would walk a short distance into town. So maybe 5 to 8 years ago, that distance was about 500 to 800 metres. Over time, with regards to town centres and the city fringe areas becoming more restricted zones, the commuters were moving more and more towards the residence parking zones and the residence parking areas and side streets. So that's what we call a commuter creep. So we're getting a lot of complaints with residents with regards to their streets being parked out continually with commuters for the entire day, so they didn't have access to their streets. So that's why you've seen in the city fringe areas, certainly around areas like Ponsonby, Greylin, Freemans Bay, Arch Hill, Eden Terrace, and also in Parnell now, you've seen those residence parking zones being implemented to try and assist the residents with regards to access to their on-street environments.
I mean, residents, people who live on those streets still have to pay for their parking permit.
Yeah, that fee is about $70 a year. It's an annual fee, and it works out to about 27 cents a day, I think it is, when you do the math. So, yeah, it's quite inexpensive considering the hourly rate that you would normally pay for on-street parking if you're going to pay in a pay and display area, for example.
I mean, with a number of renters in these areas, and when we're talking about areas like Greylin, we do have a lot of students. Do you think this is an expense that they can sort of be expected to afford?
Can't really comment on people's own expenditure, sorry. It's 27 cents a day. If you spin it up to a full 5 day week, $1.30. How much
$1.30 a week is fine, but when you're sort of maybe probably working part time, having to pay that $80 expense all at once could be quite a large chunk out of a weekly pay slip. So is there anything that...
depend on people's way that they save and accumulate their money. I'm sorry, that's just not something that I could comment on, honestly.
Right, so having... So you think it's just a expense that people just should expect to have to pay for to park around their own houses?
Well, certainly with regards to as the city matures, that's something that you would have to expect as the city matures. The city will grow and expand. All of their town centres become a lot more occupied, a lot more utilised with regards to extensions to entertainment zones, retail zones, commercial zones. And of course, there's always that fight on street for that very, very unique space, which is the on-street park. And it's quite a rare commodity, and we're not producing any more of it. So as the city does expand and grow, it's one of those things that you can expect in a city as it evolves.
This morning we also received a press release from AT&T regarding there being more bike parking available across bus and train stations. So this, combined with increasing parking restrictions around the city fringe, do you think that it shows a drive from AT to encourage Aucklanders to start being perhaps more environmentally friendly in how they transport themselves around the city?
I think it's an absolutely fantastic idea that everybody becomes very, very much aware of the impact on the globe that they place day by day. And when we have a look at transport, transport is a choice that we make actively, and the active choices of transport getting to and from are pretty wide these days, where how people can move in and about the city. So I think it's a great movement towards making everybody more environmentally aware, and it's certainly something that Auckland Transport is very conscious of as well with regards to its environmental footprint.
Can you see it having an effect yet? Like, can you see more people using public transport or biking as opposed to driving around because of these changes?
Well, it's 2020 has been a really strange year. It's a really hard one because all of our statistics were thrown straight out the window with regards to COVID, of course, and now there's a lot of people choosing to work from home as well. So the way that we work is evolving quite significantly. But certainly if I walk to work during the course of the day, I walk about 3.5-4 city blocks, and certainly there's a lot more pedestrianisation on streets today, and certainly with regards to the use uptake of cycle paths and also alternative modes of transport such as motorised scooters and things like that, I think there's a more significant upswing and people are a little bit more conscious about just jumping in the car and driving for a block or two blocks, that they're willing to take those extra steps, and fundamentally it's really good for our health as well to get out and about on our feet. So I think it's becoming more and more evident around the city as it evolves, and the fantastic areas that have been more heavily pedestrianised in the CBD town centres, and just the way that people are using those centres, it's really quite cool these days with regards to getting out and seeing a lot more pedestrians than people in cars.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.